here at the 2019 Iowa Farm Bureau Convention. I'm with Grant Kimberly. He's Executive Director of the Iowa Biodiesel Board. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Thanks, Dustin. Glad to be here.
Big announcement coming today from Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds as she signed an executive order pertaining to biodiesel. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yes, today the Governor Kim Reynolds signed a proclamation for the Iowa DOT and all the department diesel-powered vehicles in the state to be make sure that they do purchase B20 approved vehicles and use those in their fleet. And so it's really a great statement and something that we can really point to as being a leader in across the country.
Yeah, that was the message that they're getting. You're getting out that you're standing by, that they're standing behind biodiesel and they're standing behind the farmers who are producing the soybeans to make biodiesel is a strong message.
Yeah, it's a strong message, and hopefully it's a message that we'll carry into other states, putting that leadership out there as well. And it'll be a strong message to the original equipment manufacturers to make sure they realize that all the diesel engines going forward, which most of them are already, but if there aren't any that aren't already approved, that they will then be approved for B20 going forward, and that it's important to the marketplace.
And when you look at the marketplace right now, I mean, looking at it from that standpoint, what kind of a message is that going to send to the marketplace itself?
You know, biodiesel continues to grow in its overall usage in the state and around the country, and the blends continue to increase. And as we do that, we're utilizing more agriculture products like soybean oil, corn oil from the ethanol process, and also animal fats. And so it's utilizing lower value waste products and adding value to those products, and that translates back into the farmer's bottom line.
And talking with the folks from the DOT, they said this is kind of a formality because they've already been a huge supporter of biodiesel already in the fleet that they're running.
Yes, the Iowa DOT has already been showing that leadership and using this, but this solidifies it, puts it into the proclamation that that this is going to be the way it's going to be going forward, regardless of who's at the DOT, because you know staff people change and there's turnover and so forth. But now that we have the proclamation from the governor, it'll be solidly that way for the foreseeable future, and also again show the leadership to other states and hopefully drive that there'll be more demand for biodiesel down the road.
Do you think this message will be received well on the national scale, where biodiesel and you know other biofuels are needing that support?
Yeah, I think nationally we're going to be seeing more and more states adopt proclamations like this. We're going to see more equipment manufacturers come out with stronger statements of support for biodiesel, higher biodiesel blends, and B20 is where we're at here today, but we're going to see blends go even beyond that. Biodiesel really has no limitations. We could go up to 100% biodiesel in any diesel engine down the road.
Any comments you want to add, Grant, before we wrap up?
Well, you know, we just want to continue to support what we're doing here in the state of Iowa because we're the number one producer of biodiesel. We're the number one producer of soybeans. We're a large livestock producing state. So we have all the natural benefits and attributes to continue to grow this industry. And it adds value to the price of soybeans by anywhere from 60 to 90 cents a bushel. It lowers the price of soybean meal to the livestock customer. And it adds value to animal fats for livestock producers. And again, this is a cleaner burning product. Reduces greenhouse gas emissions, tailpipe emissions, reduces our dependence on foreign oil. It's just a win-win-win-win-win all the way around. And so we want to continue to push forward and to see this industry continue to grow.
All right. Well, Grant, I thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Dustin.